Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com is the website. That's her daily update. She sends everybody who wants it, and I encourage you to go there and sign up for it. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. She's the author of the J.K. Lester series of Small Business Taxes and many other books that she has written, and she's been our good friend now for a long time. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know about our taxes?
Well, I think we have to do two things. One is I think we have to make sure we're touching base with our CPA or other tax advisor, because this is a year that you can't afford to miss the new law changes, and we've had many of them. We've had many of them that were enacted last December as part of the Secure Act that impact retirement plans. So we have to make sure that we're doing all that. As you know, they removed the age limit on contributing to an IRA. So for people who are still working. So, you know, things like that, you don't want to overlook tax opportunities. And then I think you got to keep an eye on what's happening in Washington, because the tax law never sleeps, I think, is a way of we've had so many changes this year, and I don't think we're finished. I think we could see more changes.
Yeah, I think you're right. And well, of course, part of it will depend on – well, nothing's going to get done before the election, right? I mean, it's basically – anything new is not going to happen between, unless it's an executive order, right? What do you think?
Yeah, it's executive order, and I'm not sure how much that will impact taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think the executive order on the deferral of the employees' share of Social Security taxes it has not gone over very well with employers, because employers are on the hook if they can't withhold from employees' paychecks to cover what they've deferred. So somebody leaves the company, the employer is going to pay the difference. And so companies are not doing it, although the federal government is doing it for their employees. So I think but that kind of thing that we have to watch out for. And I think business owners just can't be snoozing when it comes to tax changes.
Well, this is why I count on my CPA. And folks, you know, Barbara, when I started my business, my first goal wasn't to make $1 million. My first goal was to make enough money to get somebody else to do my taxes. that's all I cared about.
Well,
you've achieved
your goal.
I'm serious. You know, and here's the thing. It's not that I'm not smart enough to do my taxes. I could do it, but why would I spend that when I can make a lot more money doing what I know how to do, and let them do what they know how to do. It's classic division of labor, right? Folks, don't do your taxes. You're crazy. You're crazy if you're doing your own taxes.
That is the greatest point, because that should be every business owner should do that, not only for your CPA, but for every other area.
Yeah.
You should be running your business and let other people do what they know best, whether it's your IT stuff or your legal stuff. You need to have a whole team of experts and rely on them, and whatever you pay them is going to be less in the long run, because you can avoid problems and mistakes, and you're going to have your time to do what you need to do, which is running your business.
Exactly right. In 1998, I bought a book about HTML, how to program HTML, because I thought I would need it, right? And then and I started reading it, and I could have figured it out. I could have become an HTML developer, but I said, wait a minute, what am I doing? Am I going to be a business owner, CEO, or am I going to be a programmer? And I put the book aside.
Exactly.
I put the book aside, and I've been hiring people who know the book now, ever since. Hey, Barbara, I need your website one more time.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
All right. Don't forget the J.K. Lasser series of small business taxes. You need that, folks. The 2020 is out now. 2021 is on the way. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. The amazingly awesome Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.